The wonderful thing about Shakespeare is that you can find a quote for every occasion. And after the extraordinary venting of Meryl Hot Air in Christchurch on Monday, I'm sorely tempted to rally the boy racers with Falstaff's war cry from Henry IV, Part 1. Strike! Down with them! Cut the villains' throats! Ah, horse and caterpillars, bacon-fed knaves, they hate us youth. Down with them! Fleece them! I shouldn't have to state the obvious, but here goes. So-called boy racers are annoying at best, and last weekend's death of a 20-year-old in Tauranga should break the heart of anyone with a strain of human DNA. But let's get real for a moment, because the likes of Christchurch's Gary Moore, Nelson's Paul Matheson, and Buller District Mayor Martin Sawyer obviously can't be bothered. Over the last week, we've heard endless variations on the phrase, "We're big on rights in New Zealand, but we're actually not that big on teaching our young people responsibilities." Well, thanks for that, Martin. But I'm going to take the mayors at their word, and this election year, you should too. Under the Sale of Liquor Act, local bodies, through district licensing authorities, have enormous power to grant or decline liquor licences. They can also apply to have a licence suspended, varied or cancelled if they have evidence that the licence is not being operated according to its conditions. The most obvious of those conditions are the clear and explicit prohibitions against selling alcohol to minors or intoxicated persons. Instead of beating up another moral panic around mad dogs and boy racers, the media might try to run some basic reporting of fundamental local body politics. And after so vocally pointing the moral finger at boy racers and their crapulous, drunken sot parents, I'm sure any mayor will resign whose council is found to have rubber-stamped what Gary Moore so eloquently and pompously called drunken and promiscuous lifestyles. Because, as the kids like to say, hypocrisy, it's so gay.